I want us to go before the Lord even as we surrender this session in the able hand of our King, of our God, of our Savior. Father, we thank you, we bless you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come and wait on you tonight. We submit to the authority of your word. We submit to the leading of your Holy Spirit. We humble ourselves as we repent of all of our sins, our shortcomings, O God. If there is any way that is unpleasant before you, Lord, may you take it away, O God. As we submit ourselves to the authority of God, we submit ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit, that Father, take over every situation, every weakness, anything, oh God, that is not of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray tonight that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, thy glory, and thy power forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be unto God. I want us today to encourage ourselves. Hallelujah. If you are a Bible student, hallelujah. I want us to encourage ourselves in the word of the living God, in the word of the living God, in Jesus' name. I want us to go to the Bible in the book of Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. We are reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we are going to start reading from verse 11. Be careful not to forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandment and ordinance and statutes which I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses in which to dwell, and when your herds and your flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He led you through the vast and terrifying wilderness with his venomous snakes and scorpions. God bless you, Majori. God bless you, Joyce, for joining in Jesus' name. God bless you, Paul, Brentley. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining. Please help me keep the live going. Help me keep the live going. Show me some love, my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we are reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11. And in this book, the Lord will begin to remind the children of God. You see, the Bible says, remind them even if they know. You see, there are certain things we know. Hallelujah. And you may be wondering, why is this man of God bringing this scripture at a time like this? Because God is reminding us that no matter where we reach in life, we should never forget him. Praise the Lord. We should never forget him. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we see God in desperation. Sometimes we tend to see God because we are in the wilderness. Sometimes we tend to see God because we are in scarcity. Sometimes we tend to see God because we are in slavery. You see, the reason why God went to Egypt to take his people out of Egypt, because they were crying. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Lord heard the cry of his people. So there was a situation in Egypt that was very uncomfortable. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes, even right now, you may be going through a situation in your life that is not a happy situation, a very uncomfortable situation that may lead you to cry out to God. That situation may be lack of a job. That situation may be you want to be married, you want to settle, you want to have a child, you want God to heal you, you want God to deliver you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All those pleas are very gaining. And when we cry to God at the time of our need and sincerely call on His name, God is very much faithful. Hallelujah. He will come to your healing. He will come to your deliverance. God will bless you. God will expand you. But after God have done all these things, will you still remember Him? Hallelujah. Will you still remember God? Now that you have the job you wanted, will you still remember God? Now that you have the marriage you wanted, will you still remember God? Now that you have the children you are crying God to give you, will you still remember God? Now that you have the promotion, will you still remember God? Now that your business is doing well, will you still remember God? Praise the Lord. Because when abundance increases, people reach to a place where they begin to replace God with systems of the earth. Are we together? Hallelujah. If we are together, please give me an amen. If you hear me very clearly, if you are live right now and you are watching me, give me an amen so that I know we are tuned in. We are in the same spirit. Hallelujah. Because some of you are not connecting. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is warning us that don't reach to a level where you become comfortable, where you think of yourself that you don't need God in your life. Hallelujah. But while you are in your poverty, you used to come to church. While you are sick, you used to seek God. Hallelujah. While you are in need, you used to show up for a Bible study. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you have become a multi-billionaire. You have become a millionaire. Hallelujah. You have entered into demonic politics. Hallelujah. You have entered into politics of opposing men of God, politics of opposing the church. Hallelujah. Until when God looks at you, He wonder whose child you are. Praise the Lord. He wonder, is this the person I blessed? He wonder, is this the person I helped? He wonder, is this the person I elevated? He wonder, is this the person I gave an opportunity? I opened door for this one. This one went to America. This one went to Europe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Will you still remember God? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Having come from Africa, where I initially came from, Kenya, where I was born, and I came to Chicago, where I have lived over a decade now, I have realized sometimes when I meet with my colleagues who used to be faithful churchgoers while they were in Africa, now they are into drinking, they are into fornication, they don't go to church, they are just having fun out there. Hallelujah. They have forgotten their God. They have forgotten their God. That wherever, which part of the world you are in, whether you are in a developing country or whether you are in a developed country, hallelujah, you need God in every place. You need God in every nation. You need God in every season. Never forget your God because now you are comfortable. Never forget your God because now you are not worrying about rent. You are not worrying about medical bills. Never forget God. Praise the Lord. And this is the teaching that the Lord is bringing to His people. So the Lord is bringing a reminder to His people. Be careful not to forget your Lord. Be careful not to forget your Lord. Do you know it is very easy to enter into a new place, to enter into a lifestyle that you are never used to. Hallelujah. A lifestyle where now you are seeing the hand of God. A lifestyle where now you are seeing the favor of God you have never witnessed. A lifestyle now where you start counting the euros, you start counting dollar. Hallelujah. A lifestyle you begin to see resources in abundance. You are never used counting money. Hallelujah. You are never used seeing resources. You are never used seeing abundance. But now abundance have come. Hallelujah. Will you forget your God? Will you forget that this God, you need to cherish Him? This God, you need to teach Him to your children's children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This God, you need to put him as a sanctuary in your home, in your house. You need to live a life that give him the glory. You need to live a life that lift up the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That everywhere you go, his praise is in your mouth. Hallelujah. You declare his glory. You declare the goodness of God. Wherever you go, hallelujah, you say, this far the Lord has brought him, or has brought me. He is Ebenezer, in the name of Jesus. Be careful not to forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandment. Glory be to God. How do we forget our God? By failing to keep his commandment. Entering into lifestyle that we know are contrary to the word of God. God bless you, Brandon. Hallelujah. God bless you for joining. Hallelujah. When we enter into lifestyle that are contrary to the word of God, it means we have forgotten our God. Hallelujah. Because if we love him, we obey his commandment. Hallelujah. We want to live a life that pleases God, no matter who watches you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are first accountable to your God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't live carelessly. My brothers, my sisters, don't forget God. Don't forget the God that took you out of shame. Don't forget the Lord that healed you. Don't forget the Lord that baptized you in his Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Don't forget the Lord that gave you favor to be able to work in that high class place. Glory be to God. Don't forget God that opened those big doors. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know there are a lot of things that are very privileged? Many people are privileged. Hallelujah. God has put you in privileged places. Glory be to God for his favor. Like today, you know, I was working, you know, where I was working, and I begin to ask God, you have given me a privilege to work for a company like this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was going through security today. You know, I remember today when I entered into one of the place where I was working, and when I was passing the door, the alarm went up. Hallelujah. The alarm went up and I had to check my pocket. Praise the Lord. Sometimes where I work, you have to go through security, and even if you have something in your pocket, hallelujah, the alarm will dictate. They will say, go back, check your pocket again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes I ask myself, Lord, why have you made me to work in such a sensitive environment, such a high-tech environment, such a security conscious environment? Then I remember it is by the mercies of God, because there is something that God wants me to learn in that environment that can also benefit the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So never forget God. Never forget God, that where you are is by the mercies of God. Where you work is by the mercies of God. Remember God. Hallelujah. Some of you forgot God. Hallelujah. You can't even remember the last time you opened the Bible to read it. You don't even remember the last time you started singing a hymn. You started singing something from your heart, just praising God. Hallelujah. You have been singing secular songs from morning to evening. All you listen to is secular. Secular is ringing in your head, is ringing in your ears, is ringing when you wake up, is ringing when you go to sleep. Hallelujah. You don't even remember to put a gospel song just to inspire your spirit. You don't even remember to wake up and say, hallelujah, thank you Jesus, because I've woken up in my good mind. I've woken up healthy. Thank you Jesus. And just have a song in your mouth, a song of thanksgiving, a song of praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you forgotten your God? The Lord is saying, do not forget the Lord your God. Hallelujah. By failing to keep his commandment and ordinance and statutes that which I am giving you this day. So there are commandments of God, there are ordinances of God, and there are statutes of God. Glory be to God. You see, ordinances are things that are already established. Statutes are the laws of God. How God wants us to live our life. How God wants us to raise our children. How God wants us to marry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are a child of God, if you want to get married, don't marry like the heathen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't marry in one stand. Hallelujah. Where people meet one day, they have already slept, they have already done everything. Don't marry like that. Don't forget the commandment of God. There are ways, there are statutes of God, there are ordinances of God, there are instructions of God, how we need to live our life, how we need to behave. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just the same way there is a constitution of a nation, there are also ordinances of God. There are also statutes of God. There are also the laws of God, the commandments of God. And those commandments, we find them in the Holy Bible. Hallelujah. So whatever the Bible instructs us how we need to live our life, let us try not to go against it. Praise the Lord. Let us try not to fight the voice of God. Let us try not to fight direction. So when the Word of God is giving us direction, don't fight it. It is for your own benefit. The Word of God is for your own benefit. It's to keep you from trouble. Hallelujah. The Word of God is to protect you. The Word of God is the wisdom that is able to safeguard you. The Word of God is where long life is hidden. The Word of God is where true prosperity, real life is hidden in Him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So don't forget God. So if I'm speaking to people who have forgotten God, who don't remember the last time they went to church, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, this Sunday, go to church. Stop playing with your life. Hallelujah. I know you are looking at me right now. Stop playing with your life. Go back. Go back to that first love. Go back where to that place where your heart was burning for just for the Bible study. Where your heart was burning to be in a place where people are praising God, where people are worshiping God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I will read verse 18. The Bible says, but remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth. Remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth, in order to confirm His covenant that He swore to your fathers even this day. So God wants to confirm the covenant He swore to our fathers. The covenant He swore to Abraham. The covenant He swore to Isaac. The covenant He swore to Israel, that they shall become a people, that the Lord will multiply them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that the Lord will bless their heritage. They shall become kings and nations. Glory be to God. So God wants to confirm that covenant in your life. God wants to confirm that covenant. He wants to raise a nation out of you. He wants to raise a city out of you. He wants to raise a people out of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wants to raise a nation of God. He wants to raise a city whose priesthood is of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. People that will never forget God, whatever level. Even when they become a president, they will remember God. Even when they become a mayor, they will remember God. Even when they become a governor of a city or a state, they will remember God. They will never forget God, because they know that they have a covenant with their God. They have a covenant. They are children of a covenant. Their life is not ordinary. They are where they are because there's a covenant that is at work in their life. Do you know, sometimes covenant is more powerful than the help of man. Hallelujah. When you walk in the ordained covenant of God, you can go very far. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So never live outside covenant. Never live outside covenant. Hallelujah. Because covenant is the guarantee that God will protect you. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So live inside covenant. Never forget the Lord your God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to go before the Lord in prayer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we are grateful, we are thankful for this day that you have given unto us. Thank you for this day 17 as we submit ourselves in your able hand, because we know that, Lord, you are able. We know that, Father, you are unleashing your blessing, you are unleashing your hand, you are unleashing your glory, you are opening doors that no man can shut, you are taking us to new heights, you are opening mighty double doors in the name of Jesus, that your hand of grace is at work in our life, your hand of mercy is at work in our life, you are healing the sick in the name of Jesus, you are healing us of our infirmity, you are breaking the cords of limitation, you are breaking the cords of slavery in the mighty name of Jesus, but at the same time reminding us that we should never forget you, we should never forget our God, and Father, let it be deeply inscribed in our heart, in the tablet of our heart, that wherever height we reach in life, we will remember that God has brought us this far, that the Lord is Ebenezer, is the Father that began with us, and is the Father that will finish with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to start our journey with you, and we want to finish with you, oh God. We don't want to be corrupted along the way, oh God. And Father, we deny corruption. We rebuke the spirit of corruption, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that our hearts will not be corrupted with the fame of this world. Our heart will not be corrupted with arrogance. Our heart will not be corrupted with pride. Our heart will not be corrupted, oh God, in this journey that we have started with you, oh God. Even as a church, as individual, oh God, we want to be faithful unto you, God. We want to be faithful to obey thy commandment. We want to be faithful to obey thy ordinances. We want to be faithful to obey thy statutes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we want your word to be a lamp to our feet, and a light to our path, that everywhere we go, everything we do, we shall guide our ways with the truth of the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we choose to obey you. We choose to live for you. In the name of Jesus, and Father, give us strength to obey you. In the name of Jesus, give us the grace we need to live for Christ on a daily basis, oh God. Let your mercy be sufficient. Let your grace be sufficient. Empower our mortal mind. Empower our mortal body to live in obedience with you, O God. May we enjoy the freedom that we have in Christ. May we enjoy the mercy we have in Christ. May the joy of the Lord be our strength. In the name of Jesus. And we refuse every corruption. We refute every fleeting pleasures of Egypt that has no future for us, O God. We refute the love of this world, oh God, that has no future for us, oh God, and we embrace the truth in your word. We embrace the leading of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, and we decree just the same way Joshua decreed, that me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We shall never forget our God. Even in old age, we shall serve the Lord. We shall sing praises unto him. We shall lift up the name of Jesus everywhere we go. In the social media, our life will depict the life of God. In our workplaces, our life will depict the life of God. In our gathering, our life will depict the life of God. In our businesses, our life will depict the life of God. In the name of Jesus, how we raise our children, how we marry, everything that we do, we submit to the obedience of God. We submit to obey thy commandment, O God. May you help us to live for you on a daily basis, O Father. Help us to give you glory. Help us to be the light of this world. Help us, O God, by your mercy, by your power. May you rekindle a love within us that the world cannot steal from us. May you rekindle joy of your service in the name of Jesus, that, Father, we shall not be ashamed ashamed of who you are. We shall not be ashamed to praise your name. We shall not be ashamed to declare the glory in the name of Jesus, that you are our Father, you are our provider, you are our keeper, you are our healer, oh God. You are the Lord that has gone ahead of us. You are the Lord that paved way for us. And we give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name.